You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
It is time to catch up with our screen time expert, Tara Ward, who has the toughest job in the world, watching heaps and heaps and heaps of TV shows to recommend her favourites to us. Hey, Tara.
Good morning. It's such a terrible job.
It is so rare. It's really difficult, isn't it? I'm always tossing up. Is it you who's got the hardest job? Is it Mike Yardley, our travel correspondent, travelling the world? Is it Nikki Wicks coming up with delicious recipes every week? I don't know. It's a tough gig. Is it me getting all of this wonderful advice? Anyway, three shows to recommend. Let's start off with a new show streaming on Neon. Tell us about The Sympathizer.
Yeah, this is a fantastic new spy thriller, and I came to this not really knowing what to expect from it, but it pulled me in from the very first moments, and I couldn't take my eyes off it. This is a new HBO series. It's based on a Pulitzer Prize-winning book, and it's set in the last few months of the Vietnam War, about a guy named Captain, who is a double agent. He's a communist spy in the South Vietnam Army, and at the end of the war, he manages to flee to America, and he hopes that in America, his days of spying will be over, but he ends up having to continue to be a double agent there and is sort of caught between these two different worlds and his two different countries and quite torn about having to spy on the community that he's also rebuilding his life in. And probably the most famous person in this series is Robert Downey Jr., but you might not recognize him at first. He plays four different villains in this show and has four different disguises.
Wow.
So it's that kind of show. It's smart and stylish, but there's a little bit of the absurd to it as well, which is fabulous. And, you know, it's a spy thriller. There's lots of tension and twists. The end of episode one just had my heart was in my mouth, but it's quite charming as well. It will surprise you. It's a war drama. It's a political satire. Huh. Big energy, very stylish, really clever show. And I reckon you're going to love this one, Jack.
And so just to be clear, is it believable? Is it realistic?
Absolutely.
Or is it kind of stylized?
It's quite stylized, but very realistic at the same time.
Right. So Robert Downey Jr. Popping up in four things doesn't seem weird.
No, and he's not four things at once.
No.
He's one character at one time, very believable. Like he's a CIA agent, and then he's something else in America.
Yeah,
it's just a little bit of a quirky twist to it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that sounds really interesting. Any spy thriller that you recommend and is made by HBO is automatically a tick for me. That's The Sympathizer,
fantastic.
So that's streaming on Neon. On Netflix, tell us about Baby Reindeer.
Yeah, this is Baby Reindeer. This is the number one show on Netflix in New Zealand at the moment, and another very surprising and compelling, but quite chilling new series. And it's based on a true story about what happened to an English comedian called Richard Gadd, and he plays the fictionalized version of himself in the show. But he was stalked by a woman that he met in the London pub where he worked. And in the show, the woman, Martha, is 20 years older than him, and they become friendly with each other in the way that you do when you're a regular customer somewhere. But Martha slowly begins to infiltrate his life. She comes to all his comedy shows. She sends him thousands of emails and sort of invades his personal life and stalks and harasses him for several years. And the show is about how all these tiny acts build up and start to destroy his life. But it's also about how he was at quite a self-destructive place at that time and how these two factors collide. And, you know, it's not an easy watch at times. I went into this knowing that it was pretty bleak and heavy, but it still, again, pulled me in really quickly. I thought episode one was incredible. It's the kind of story you don't know what will happen next. The performances are brilliant. There's some very dark British humour in here. And in terms of tension and storytelling, it's incredible. And it's one of those shows that after you've watched it, it will stay with you and you'll keep thinking about it again and again.
Right. Okay, cool. That sounds interesting. Baby Reindeer on Netflix and also on Neon. Something completely different. Painting with John.
Yeah, switching tone and pace completely now. This is sort of the perfect palette cleanser to Baby Reindeer. This is Painting with John. It's an HBO series made by John Lurie, who is an American jazz musician, actor, and painter. And every episode of this runs for about 20 minutes, and it's 20 minutes of John Lurie painting watercolors and having a yarn, telling stories from his life and thinking about the world. And as he talks, he paints, and his paintings come to life on the screen in front of us. It's a bit like watching Bob Ross, if Bob Ross was sort of an aging jazz musician who lived in the Caribbean. It's those that same kind of calming vibe. Very quirky, very slow and contemplative and calming, lots of trees and birdsong and meditative painting. Just something completely different and unusual, but quite delightful as well.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, cool. This sounds very chill. There's maybe not the dramatic tension from the first show shared when it comes to painting with John.
Exactly.
Yeah, which isn't a bad thing necessarily.
Very chill. And I was kind of like, exactly. It's nice to sort of step out from that blockbuster, must binge to the next episode, quickly move on kind of vibe.
Yeah. I think they call that ambient television, Tara, which is not a bad thing, especially on a nice quiet weekend.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, cool. Exactly. Hey, thank you so much. That is Tara Ward, our screen time expert. Those shows for you once again. The new HBO spy thriller set around the Vietnam War is called The Sympathizer. So that's streaming on Neon. Baby Reindeer, Tara's second show, is on Netflix. That's the drama. And Painting with John is also on Neon. But all three of those shows will be up on the News Talk ZB website.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.